You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
702 and Cape Talk. Entrepreneur Corner.
Entrepreneur Corner is brought to you by Calix Sandton, Oriental Plaza, Cedar Square and Mall of Africa. Calix, for the businessman who knows what he wants. Okay, now yesterday we had a very difficult, usefully difficult, but difficult show. And we were all over the place with our schedule programming because you are more important than our radio clock. And in the end, we didn't have enough time left after dealing with some of the questions around gender-based violence in our country to focus on Entrepreneur Corner. And my apologies to Mark Sham, owner of Suits and Sneakers, that we were scheduled to speak to yesterday. And fortunately, Mark still has time for us today, and he's on the phone from Greensight with a fantastic, fantastic topic that we want to talk about that's an opportunity for so many entrepreneurs who need opportunities to catalyze their own potential as well. Mark, how are you?
Hey, well, thanks, and you? How's it going?
I'm very well, thanks. Sorry couldn't chat to you yesterday, but thanks for coming on the show today. I really do appreciate it.
No, I totally understand, and apologies that I couldn't be in studio. I'd obviously just had a slight conflict with scheduling that I've already booked.
Yeah. Now, there's many things I want to talk to you about, Mark, and I know that we want to obviously talk in particular about an opportunity, an event at the Sandton Convention Center as well for entrepreneurs. But before we do that, can we just quickly talk a little bit about Suits and Sneakers? Tell us what your passion is in particular around that.
Well, first of all, thanks for giving me the opportunity. Your Suits and Sneakers is a thing that came up about 2 years ago. I basically made this decision that education for me was woefully broken, not just in schools and universities, but basically the way we learn. I felt like it wasn't as efficient and effective as it could be, and I wanted to start to help people reimagine what learning was like and what education was like. So I'm a massive fan of informal education. I believe that if you want to learn anything these days, you know, you have this world called the internet at your disposal that's got an exponential amount of information involved in it, and it's a real way to learn something. And I became a massive fan of TED Talks.
Yes.
Over the last 5 years, and so I thought, well, why don't we start by hosting a really big event where we kind of run our own version of TED Talks, but I don't want to stop there. I want to use that as a vehicle to build an audience and to start reforming education in both the schooling system and within the workplace. So that's kind of Suits and Sneakers in a nutshell. We have two facets to our business. On one end, we work with corporate businesses to help them, formulate a response to the future that's coming at us.
Mm.
And then our ultimate goal is to build our own type of universities that we can use to offer school leavers who can't afford to use our system the traditional system, to use our system at no cost.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. And it stems in part, and I hope the line holds. It's just a little bit now and then disrupted, Mark, but we can hear you for the most part. But wherever you are, just try and keep still for me for a little bit, because this is quite exciting, right? But I want you to talk to me about the idea of a real life MBA. We sometimes fetishize formal education. MBAs are still seen as a ticket to one day being able to be a millionaire business person if you go on one of these expensive ones. But the truth of the matter is that even though they all claim to be brilliant in the interface between theory and the real world, that they're not that practical, and there are many people who are excluded because they haven't had the eligibility requirements for them. I assume that's more or less where the idea of a real-life MBA comes from. Just flesh it out for me.
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head. I don't want to get into the position where I'm rubbishing traditional MBAs in any way. But you would have to say, if you look at things objectively, that these days what you're learning in schools and universities isn't what's preparing you for the real world after schools and universities. You know, again, taking it even back to the schooling system, every one of us at some point should attempt to buy a house. At some point, we have to all pay taxes. No one ever teaches you that part about the world, but thank God we learned Pythagoras. You know, it's like, it's for me, I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Sure.
I just think that from a business perspective, I've looked around at how do we reform training and development in the workplace. So we came up with this model called the Real Life MBA. And the idea quite simply is, let's take a range of themes that are important to all business people, or should be important to all business people. So leadership, entrepreneurship. Mm. Even if you work within the workplace, people should still have an entrepreneurial mindset within the workplace. Marketing, sales, finance, health and wellness. Aren't these all topics, and I mean a few others to prove, but aren't these the kinds of topics that everybody should have at least an eye on? And so the Real Life MBA for us is that. It's a conference that's focused on a variety of topics, but its real, I guess, differentiating factor is the fact that the Real Life MBA is actually a 12-week learning program that kicks off with a conference.
Okay.
Because my biggest gripe with conferences in themselves is that they're just one day. So you come, you gain all this knowledge within a day, and then I often wonder, what happens next week or the week after? Or is there any real longitude in the learning?
And look, you've just answered my next question that I was going to ask you is, you know, the attractiveness of something broadly inspired by TED Talks, the boredom of the classroom being replaced by something more interactive. You have four profile guests, people that are very exciting, of the caliber of Michael Jordan or my colleague Anel Mdoda. But I was going to ask you exactly, how does one prevent that being from being a one-day gimmick, the equivalent of being in a hot bubble bath in the middle of winter, and then the next thing, it's cold again, and you haven't really got any long-term returns on your one-day investment. What happens in the 12 weeks afterwards?
Yes, well, you so eloquently put it so perfectly, to be honest with you. I don't think I could have said it better myself. It is exactly a hot bubble bath in a cold winter's day. What we're trying to do is this. Imagine that although we have about 20 speakers at the Real Life MBA, you can't actually watch all of them live. You actually have to pick what we call between tracks. So each session is about an hour long, and there's actually four different speakers speaking at once and in four different rooms, and you kind of have to pick one of the four speakers that is the most relevant to you. And in a way, what you're doing for the day is you're picking your own curriculum.
Mm.
But the idea is that you use the face-to-face nature of the learning to switch you on emotionally and socially.
Yes.
But then all the companies that are actually coming on the Real Life MBA have, in most parts, agreed that actually we will record all the talks and we will give them access to all 20 talks post the event. And they've effectively agreed to spend, I would say, 12 weeks watching the 20 talks on the overall. And then, to add one level further to that, I always think that the best way of learning something is to be able to teach it back. So that's what we're attempting to do, in that at the end of the project, people actually pick one of the talks or the themes that resonates with them the most, and they create a project around it that says, this is the talk that resonates with me, this is why, this is what I learned from this overall program, and this is how I think we can apply the learnings to the business.
Brilliant stuff. We'll just take a quick breather, and then on the other side of this, Mark, we'll just get practical about where, when, how people can get involved, and a couple of other more logistics questions.
702 and Cape Talk, Entrepreneur Corner.
12 minutes before noon, indeed, it is Entrepreneur Corner. I'm speaking to CEO of Suits and Sneakers. That title alone gives you a sense of how Mark takes seriously the importance of learning in a chillaxed environment while you're trying to become a suit. And we're talking about this particular event, which is really, really, really interesting. And just 3,000 plus entrepreneurs and business people that turn out for it. And quite frankly, a networking hub, quite apart from the learnings from the day in the 12 weeks afterwards. And that's important, isn't it, Mark? Because although I share with you, I've done a lot of eventing, the shortcomings inherent in a one-day conference, the one thing I have learned to appreciate on the plus side of even a one-day conference without the 12-week follow-up is that often you and I will stress about the quality of speakers on the program, whether your MC is decent to keep the energy together. For a lot of the folks who get there, what happens during the tea breaks, over lunch, afterwards, is often where they get the greatest value for money. So just comment for me a little bit on the networking that we shouldn't underestimate for entrepreneurs.
Yeah, again, thanks. So, yeah, from a networking perspective, I totally agree with you. You're spot on right. I think even these events, if you think about how learning takes place, it's often in social environments. So in this case, we really try to place an emphasis on creating networking events entangled into the actual learning spaces. So we have about 7 sessions throughout the day, of which 5 of them are specifically relating to speaking sessions. And besides lunch, 2 of them are actually related to almost like speed dating for business networking events. We really think that, you know, it shouldn't be about what you kind of hear in the room, but definitely sharing that with other people, mingling and so forth. So, yeah, without overstating or simplifying it too much, we really have placed a massive emphasis on making sure that the guys mingle. And not accidentally. You know, we've actually got specific types of networking sessions where we actually get people to move around, almost like musical chairs for networking.
Okay, who's invited? Are there still places left? When? And how can I get more information if I'm hungry as an entrepreneur? Not least because, unless I misheard, you said there's no cost? Or not quite?
Yeah, just to give you some context, these are technically 2 separate events.
Okay.
On one end is the Suits and Sneakers main event.
Yes.
That's next week, Thursday. That's the free event. We've already registered about, I think, just over 4,000 registrations.
Wow.
There's a little drop-off. Yes, it's free. So probably to about 3,500 people on the night. And if you want to attend the free event, all you literally have to do is go to our website, www.suitsandsneakers.co.za, and you'll find a link to be able to register. As for the Real Life MBA, we've got a separate website for that, and that's www.reallifembA.co.za. That event takes place the following day. We've just put them back to share costs, things like venue, etc. You know, sometimes our speakers are traveling from afar, so it makes sense for them to be involved in both events that are back-to-back and so forth. But, we're super, super active on channels like social media. When you go to Suits and Sneakers on Facebook, you'll see that we're super active there as well as Twitter.
Fantastic. Mark, I wish you all the best. We'll have you in the studio again for a wider discussion around entrepreneurship itself. This is obviously the nuts and bolts of this particular event, but I'd like us to also get into some of the more substantive issues that entrepreneurs actually worry about in terms of the content of the Real Life MBA, and maybe we can thresh out some of those as well. But for today, thank you so much for coming on the line. A little bit difficult to hear you, but we got the gist of it, and we'll also put the details on our social media pages. All the best to you. Okay, that was Mark Sham, CEO of Suits and Sneakers.